All right, now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein, of course, from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American. And Ruth joins us on a Monday morning to take a look at stories that they're covering and she's coming up on. And also a day to remember. I mentioned this earlier this morning, November 22nd, the day President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. So many years ago, but it seems like yesterday, Ruth.
1963, incredible, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, remember it well. Everybody remembers where they were back then, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, incredible. So, we had a couple of interesting stories. There's been a huge tree cutting at Housatonic Meadows State Park, which is really in Sharon, but people think it's Cornwall because it's right near Cornwall Bridge. But I took a ride up there, and it really was quite amazing to see what was cut down. And neighbors and passersby were very concerned, contacted Maria Horn. Maria Horn contacted Deep, who turns out was responsible. And they did it because of erosion problems, they said. And but, boy, it's the trees, anybody going by, I'm sure, noticed. So they have agreed to stop for now, and there are going to be some further conversations before anything happens. So that was an interesting nature story. We had the ABC committee met, and Superintendent Lisa Carter, you know, there have been two assistant superintendents for the last year and a half, and she said, well, it's been great with Scott Fellows, who's a math teacher at the high school, and Jill Pace, who's a librarian at Sharon Center, have shared their duties. It's worked beautifully. She said it really needs to go back to one person. It's always been one person, as far as I remember. So the ABC committee and Region 1 will be forming a search committee to start that search. I assume it will go that the job will stay the same until next school year, and then that person will be hired. Interesting public hearing in Falls Village the other night. The Falls Village Cafe folks that needed a zoning permit, apparently they realized after the fact. I mean, the cafe has been open, but has a building permit, not a zoning permit. So a public hearing was scheduled. Everybody was there. There's been some opposition to this whole thing, and because of the way it was done, they townspeople have been writing about the lack of action, the way town officials have handled it. And so the meeting was called, and when everybody got there, they decided that Zoning Commission chairman said they could not hold the hearing because they did not have all the information and the applicant was not there. So I have not heard when it's going to be rescheduled, but once again in Falls Village, every issue seems to be heated. So we'll be watching that.
You know, it's interesting. It's like the state with the tree cutting, and in Falls Village, like with this, just a little pre-planning preparation and notice won't cut down on people that don't want the trees cut down or people that are against whatever it is in Falls Village, but at least they'll have the openness of knowing about it.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, Marshall. As I've said recently, it just seems that there's so much acrimony and a lot of these meetings where I haven't seen it before, you know, in years past. It's just gotten, people are angry and people are frustrated at times, but some of the comments made at these meetings can be...
They're outrageous, and that's the tone of national politics has now crept down into local politics.
Absolutely, and I don't know if you caught the brief I did, but Janelle Mullen, who is the planning consultant for Cornwall and some other towns and works for COG, wrote a letter in response to resident Caroline Nastro's continuing questioning of her qualifications. And she shared that letter with the public and said, you know, I'm going to be sharing this with my legal advisor. I'm tired of being harassed and accused of things that aren't true. And this is so pervasive, and shows things that are going on now. People just feel they have a license to you know, really bad
personally
people.
Personally attack. It's
yeah.
And personally attack with no apparent responsibility to tell the truth.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And as we all fear that people aren't going to volunteer for these jobs anymore or step up because of being harassed this way. So let's hope maybe things will change. I don't know. Loads of holiday things coming up. Sunday night, the Parade of Lights in North Canaan is back.
Yep.
And there'll be the tree lighting ceremony the following Saturday at Sharon with cookies and singing by the Salisbury Brass Band.
Cornwall has their tree lighting ceremony this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Cornwall Bridge Green.
Green, okay. And there are loads of church fairs, and people just have to keep checking because there are all kinds of things going on, vendors' fairs and lots of things. So.
And the high school
FFA
opens up on the 27th.
Opens up, and
then it's open every day till Christmas Eve, basically.
Christmas. And last year, remember, they ran out of trees. They ran out of everything. So I would suggest people come early if you don't know if you want to make sure you get your tree. And they're also going to be having those work sessions where they make the wreaths, the FFA and
they're going to
community
be back again this year.
And,
And the Sharon Fire Department, Merlina Akhtar, is going to be taking pictures of kids with Santa in between 11 and 3 on Saturday. $25 donation. It benefits the Sharon Fire Department. So,
sure. Yeah.
There's a lot of things going on this
loads
year.
Loads of things going on. And I just witnessed the sharing of food baskets down here going out to people from the food bank and Sunday in the Country.
Part one of their food drive is done, and now they gear up and they go for part two of the food drive, which is for Christmas.
It's incredible, the food that they amass and how many they give out, and it's just really heartwarming. So if you're looking to donate locally, there's plenty of places to do it.
By the way, you can go to sundayinthecountry.org and make a donation to them right there very simply this year to help them continue, because they serve about 600 and some odd people on Thanksgiving and, again, the same number on Christmas.
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely
incredible.
Amazing.
You see them all year round, you know, serving food up at Wassa or wherever.
And they also, during the course of the year, if people need food, and they also step up during the course of the year. Most people don't realize that as well.
Nobody should go hungry, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
So, yep.
All right, Ruth, I want you guys to have a happy Thanksgiving.
And you too, Marshall. Are you cooking a turkey?
I think it's going to go down to a turkey breast this year.
Not a bad idea. Well, have a good one, whatever you decide to do.
And you and your family as well, Ruth.
Thanks. Take care.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robinhood Radio. And, of course, you can find them at rep-am.com on the web.